Do you know what the number one cause of legal blindness is in an older adult? Just take a guess. If you guessed glaucoma, that is not right. But don't feel bad about guessing wrong. You are in the majority of what most people usually guess. In fact, 75% of the people asked did not know the answer to this question. The right answer is AMD. Age-related macular degeneration. And it is estimated that about 20 million individuals in the U.S. by the year 2020 will have it. The good news is that some things can be done to help your parents minimize the chance of having poor eye health, which could lead eventually to vision loss and blindness. We're going to discuss this topic on day 8 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging adult.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us Rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. Welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. This show is sponsored by Comfort Care, a national home care provider that will help you live your best life possible. Day 8 of the 30-day preparation plan is the next step in preparing a plan to become a caregiver. Keep in mind, as we go through this process, that our primary goal for family caregiving, regardless of circumstances, is to provide a loved one with a comfortable, caring environment in which to grow old. I wear glasses. I have all my life, and as I get older, my prescription gets stronger. So I get it that as I age, things like eye vision will change, and I feel a little like I have no control over that. But what I never realized is that things like severe vision loss and blindness is something that can happen as we age, and it does not necessarily have to happen. There are things we can do to minimize the chance of that happening. Something very important that I learned is age-related diseases often do not have symptoms until things get bad. The good news is that these diseases can be detected early. This is where you come in. The more knowledgeable you are, the more helpful you will be. I mean, let's face it, if 3/4 of the people who were surveyed didn't know the number one cause of blindness in older adults is AMD, one or both of your parents will not know that either. So, there are two types of eye exams. The one you are probably most familiar with is the basic exam, where one goes to get their eyes screened for glasses or contact lenses. The other one is much more comprehensive and involves dilating your eyes. The eye doctor can really do a full eye exam when your eyes are dilated, and they can determine how healthy your eyes are with this process. They put drops in your eyes to dilate them, and this allows the eye doctor to examine the back of your eyes. I said earlier that there are no early symptoms, but an eye doctor can see early signs of eye disease in the back of your eyes and try to treat them. If found early enough, it may help minimize the chance of leading to vision loss or blindness. We already mentioned AMD, which is age-related macular degeneration, is one of these diseases that can be detected early. This disease gradually destroys the macula, the part of the eye that helps you look with some sharp central vision. Although peripheral vision remains unaffected by AMD, the big blind spot that ends up in the middle of your vision is not something that you can look around with natural eye movements. So this is why it is a big problem. A survey found that 43% of Americans age 65 or older have or know someone with AMD, and they find themselves assisting those individuals frequently, despite not being familiar with this debilitating form of blindness. Common risk factors for AMD are smoking, obesity, family history, and race, with Caucasians being the most likely affected. Another disease that we mentioned earlier is glaucoma. This is a group of diseases that can cause fluid and pressure to build up in the eye and damage the optic nerve. The most common form of glaucoma is primary open-angle glaucoma, POAG, and it is the leading cause of blindness in African Americans and Mexican Americans. POAG has no early signs. As it progresses, peripheral vision begins to disappear. If it's left untreated, it will cause blindness. Another disease that can be detected is cataracts. It's probably one that we're more familiar with than the other diseases. We know that it clouds up the lens and your vision becomes cloudy or blurry. It's most commonly associated with aging, but there are other factors that can attribute to its progression: smoking, prolonged exposure to sunlight, and diabetes. It can, of course, make it difficult to drive at night because of the glare from the lights. And then one other disease that can be detected early is diabetic retinopathy, which is a complication of diabetes. And this disease damages blood vessels in the retina, the light-sensitive tissue at the back of the eye. Leaky blood vessels cause dark spots to appear in your vision. All people with diabetes, both types 1 and 2, are at risk of getting this eye disease. The longer a person has diabetes, the higher is his or her risk of developing diabetic eye disease. So, if all this is true, that these eye diseases can be detected early, then wouldn't it not make sense that having your parents visit an eye care professional regularly for a comprehensive dilated eye exam is the most important thing to do to reduce their risk of vision loss as they age? You need to share this information with your parents and see if you can get them to go if they're not already going. And it is recommended that if you're over the age of 50, which could include many of you listeners, comprehensive dilated eye exams should be part of your routine health care. It is best not to wait to experience symptoms before you go get your eyes examined, because vision that is lost often cannot be restored. There are some other things that aging adults can do to maintain some healthy vision. They can eat well, which means a lot of fruits, dark leafy vegetables, and fish that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, which is typically salmon, tuna, halibut. They need to be conscious of their weight. Being overweight is associated with the risk for diabetes, and diabetes is associated with diabetic retinopathy or glaucoma. If they're smoking, they should stop smoking. It's bad for your eyes, and it does increase your risk for age-related macular degeneration, as well as cataracts and other eye diseases and conditions that can damage the optic nerve. When outside, you should wear a hat with a brim to protect your eyes from the sun's rays, and wear sunglasses that block both UVA and UVB radiation. You can learn a lot more about eye health and how to protect eye vision on the National Eye Institute website. I have provided that link in our show notes on our website, www.raisingrents.com. I just want to take a few minutes and talk about AMD, since it's a serious eye disease and it is the number one cause of vision loss and blindness in older adults. There is an article that I referenced to share some information with you. It's called "What is Age-Related Macular Degeneration?" And it comes from a blog called Today's Caregiver. And it's by Dr. Samuel Maskett. They talk about warning signs that you as a caregiver can look for if your parents are having AMD. For example, they may start asking you to help them with things like paying bills or running errands. And they may have trouble recognizing friends when they meet them on the street. And as their vision continues to deteriorate, your parents might start feeling like they're losing their independence. And it's very common for them to start experiencing stress or depression. There are two types of AMD. The most common one is called dry AMD or atrophic. It is a slower progressing form of AMD compared to the other type of AMD, which is called wet or neovascular AMD. And that's caused by abnormal blood vessels. They leak fluid or blood into the eye and damage the macula. Wet AMD is only diagnosed in about 10% of all patients. So what can a caregiver do for someone who has AMD? Well, as the disease progresses, The aging adult will need more and more assistance to do routine things. As with everything we talk about involving your care for your parents, you have to be able to talk with them, be honest, be open, and ask questions and share with them some of the knowledge that you've learned. Encourage them to have conversations with their doctor. They need to have as healthy of a life as possible. They need to not smoke, lose weight, go see doctors regularly to manage blood pressure. You can also help your parents live a happier and healthier lifestyle, perhaps by changing the lighting or maybe purchasing devices that enlarges print for easier reading. You should also stay on top of their driving situation. If your parent becomes a risk to themselves or to others, you have to have the conversation about limiting or ceasing their driving. Listen to day 5 of the 30-day prep plan for more tips on your parents and driving. You should also be aware of options for AMD. Though there really is no cure for AMD, it can be managed. And there are resources to help you. For example, the Lions Club International provides low vision resource centers. And there are also some good awareness groups out there for AMD, such as Bright Focus Foundation, Macular Degeneration Foundation, and the National Eye Institute. So that was day 8. Join us for day 9 as we go from the eyes to the ears. Thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. This was episode 17. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com, and click on the contact tab. We would love to hear from you. You can also find the show notes and references to anything we talked about on the website. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we can do is help raise them.